The views and opinions expressed in the following podcast reflect those of the speaker and do not reflect positions of any agency or business. It's all blown out of proportion, try hard, mindless blabbery. These purposely exaggerated opinions are posted for entertainment purposes only. Get it? Got it? Good.
And now, from the fortified bunker in his single-family dwelling in the city of Bridges, YXE, for the There I Just Said That podcast, here's Gregor.
There I Just Said That, the podcast. It's Gregor. Busy couple of weeks, so I apologize there was no new episode last week. You know, I strive to have about 50 episodes a year, but pretty cool experience seeing myself on the big screen at the premiere of We Sell Donuts. This was that movie project that I worked on last fall that I told you about. Saskability's got a grant to do this kind of funny take on getting hired, and it's kind of like these how-to videos, but strewn together to make a story and make a full film. They rolled out the red carpet treatment for us, though, for the premiere. There was free popcorn, cameras flashing, etc., etc. I enjoyed it. I wasn't as weirded out by people seeing me on the big screen as I thought I would be. And again, hats off to Aspen Films. Riley, the director, it was just so well done. I did get recognized, though. So as we're leaving the theater, my son and I are leaving, and there's this woman who kind of double takes me, and she's like, "You were just in the show." And I was like, "Yeah, you better talk to my agent." No, I'm kidding. I kind of wanted to. Anyways, the real reason that there was no new episode last week, though, was our boys' trip to New York City. My wife's still dealing with this like dizziness, whatever. I don't even know exactly what it is. It's been going on for months. She's seen 100 doctors and waiting to see more. But anyway, so she was unable to come, but it was great for my son and I to just kind of get away. I really wanted to take him to a Rangers game at MSG. He's got such a passion for hockey, and he cheers like the crowd when we're watching at home here. So I was thrilled when they scored. I was just like, please don't get shut out. So I didn't want to come all this way to see them not score and not let him cheer. So the first time they scored, I was like, huge weight off my shoulders. But anyways, other highlights of the trip were us. Like, we went skating at Rockefeller Center. We went up to the top of the Empire State Building. Like, I'd never been to New York before. It's a vibe for sure. Okay. I loved it, though. It was interesting just to like walk the streets. It really is. There's just so many people. And they're all just like in their own world for the most part. Like, you know, it's pretty well behaved. There was a couple of classic, like standing on some kind of box. You know, Satan is coming and the world is ending. And everyone was just walking by as though they weren't even there. Like, I'm thinking to myself, this would stop traffic in Saskatoon. And in New York City, it was just like, excuse me, out of the way, coming through. Like, they just couldn't have cared less of what this guy was saying. And I was like, wow. Anyways, in the same vein, and almost sadly, so we're waiting to cross the street this once, and the guy comes across, he's in a wheelchair, and he kind of gets stuck on, there's like these little rumble strips on the bottom of the curb. So I kind of look, and I'm like, you need a hand? And he's like, yeah. So I kind of push him up, get him going, and, you know, he wheels off, and he's like, you know, God bless. And then we're standing there still waiting to cross the street, obviously. And this guy looks down at my son and, you know, like the classic New York accent. He's just like, your dad's a good dude. And I'm like, well, what were you guys all just going to stand there and let this poor Sam struggle? Like, I'm like, well, you know, I'm Canadian. You know, can't help but help someone out. But anyways, so that felt good. But you know what? I definitely want to go back. I would have loved to see like the 9/11 site. We could kind of see it from where we were. We rode the subway one day to head down because we were going to go on the ferry there, the Staten Island ferry, to see the Statue of Liberty, which, by the way, so we're riding the subway, and this woman, she can tell we're not from there because my son's asking, you know, where are we getting off? And she's like, are you guys going to the ferry? You want to get off on this such and such stop? And I'm like, oh, this is great. She's being very helpful. And I said, like, on the way back, do we just... You know, I grew up in Calgary. It's like the C train. You go one way this way and one way the other way. I said, can we just catch it going back up the other way, or how does that work? And she's like, let me tell you, when you get off the subway here at the ferry station and you go up the stairs, look for someone wearing a vest and then ask them how you can ride the bus back, because you don't want to be down here. I was like, okay. She said, if you are going to ride the subway, make sure you get in a car with the conductor, whichever one they're in, because she's like, it's getting crazy down here. So, I mean, I figured we were okay. It was like 10 o'clock in the morning, you know, pretty pretty normal people, I guess, for New York. But anyways, we survived, but that was pretty crazy. So anyways, I could kind of see the Freedom Tower from where we were when we got out there. And you could see it, too, from the top of the Empire State Building. Like, it's huge. In fact, Hayden asked me when we were up there, he was like, what's that huge tall building over there? And I didn't want to get into it. You know, he's young and doesn't need to know how evil the world was at some points. I just said, you know, it's a special building and you'll learn about it in, you know, history and whatnot. And we'll tell him about it when he's older. But so definitely want to go back. Always wanted to go. It didn't disappoint. That's all I'm saying. So much to do there. It was just like an incredible trip. In a world of rising costs and hard times, easy to feel dumped on. That's why I was smiling when I saw this. Rant time, here we go. Yeah, I gotta salute mini wheats. You know, as a kid, I would always save the wheats with the most frosting for last. So the other day, I bought some from my son. I'm pouring them in the bowl. And for nostalgia's sake, you know, I can't help but glance at some, which I'm trying to think to myself, which ones would I save if I was still a kid? It's a tough decision. Like 12 of the 13 that I looked at, completely caked, like thick with sweet, sweet frosting. Like as a kid, I can recall maybe two or three of them would have had thick frosting like that. Like these were just white out. It looked like that blizzard from a couple of weeks ago. So hey, way to go, mini wheats. Everyone's changing more for less, usually it seems these days with food, but mini wheats, being generous with that frosting shooter, way to go. There, I just said that. Okay, time to go now. That's the end of the episode.